This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:40, up 11.5 on the open. March, 8:43, up 14.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:52, up 7 on the open. March, 8:55, up 5.5. May, 7:38, up 4. And July, 6:01, up 1.5. September, 6:07, up 6 on the open. December corn opened at 3.66, up 6.25 on the open. March, 3.81, up 6.75. May, 3.93, up 8.5. July, $4, up 6.5. September, 4.10.5, up 10. December of next year, 4.16.5, up 8.5. March of next year, 4.24, up 7 on the open. November soybeans open at 9.79, up 8 on the open. January, 9.93.5, up 7.5. March, $10.03, up 8 on the open. The May at 10.02, up 7. July, 10.10, up 9.75. November of next year, 9.52, up 12.5 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 271, up 410 on the open. December, 277, up 480. October soybean oil opened at 39.45, up 17 on the open. December, 40, up 30. Over at the Merck, October live cattle open at 95.45, down 5 on the open. December, 99.30, down 15. February, 180, down 12.5. April, 135, down 40 on the open. September feeders open at 115.70, down 37.5 on the open. October, 115.30, down 97.5. November, 115.50, down 105. January, 114.25, down 72.5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 62.70, down 50 on the open. December, 65, down 20. February, 68.35, down 27.5. April, 69.60, down 17.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 85 even, down 15 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker from the ADM Market Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. And good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, corn busted out of its wedge yesterday, and we're seeing strong follow-through today. This against the idea that the seasonal downturn is in the last 2 weeks of September. What do we make of all this?
Well, I think what you're seeing here is what's driving it fundamentally is the large export sales number that we saw here this week. 80 million bushels. I think I heard someone say that it was maybe the largest for the second week of October or for the first week of September or whatever it was that we've seen. So that is a key force here. That also went along with a very strong wheat sales here at 53 million, and the soybean sales were very good at 19. So the uptick here against normal seasonal downdrafting pressures in corn, it tells you that the export world buyers were waiting around for the market to go down after the September crop report, and it failed to go down. So they had to come in and start buying this market, and I think this is what's reflective in prices right now.
If we, on a settlement basis, break the August high at 372, what's the next upside objective?
Well, there's a July high, there's an August high. One's at 71, I think one's at 72, and now today we're at 70. So I don't know if the 70 level is going to stop it here for a day or two or not, but that would be considered what we would call as a triple top. And triple tops and triple bottoms are not reliable points of resistance or support unless you're in a real long base sideways type market. So my guess here is that at some point in time we're going to take out those highs and then we'll kind of see where we go from there. But the probably the next chart objective that everybody will be watching for is there's a chart gap up there that was left on the way down from $4 up there around 93 to 95 on the December contract. And my guess is that that will become a technical objective for, you know, the chartists here if we get a clear bust out of the 370 level.
Turn your attention to the beans. What is that market telling you?
Well, the market continues to march toward the $10 level. Technically, if you kind of use the consolidation period or the phase that we had here around late September, early November, as the halfway point, that was the midpoint of that was like 905. You measure that off of the mid-August low of 805. That kind of signaled that we an upside objective about 1005. So we're up here at 92, so we're within striking distance of this 1005 objective. Now, longer term, there's probably you could probably add another dollar to those means based upon the lead futures chart gap that was left here with September expiring on Friday and November futures now becoming the lead month futures. There's a chart gap there in the 940s to like the low 950s. And if you'd measure that off of that August 16th low on a lead futures basis, you'll probably begin to have some chartists begin to talk about maybe something above $11. But we got a ways to go there, I think, one step at a time. And the first objective here is about 10.05, and being here at 95, 96, you know, we're basically have met that objective, you know, when you take into account a variance factor.
What month would you anticipate $11 beans happening if it does happen?
Well, if something like that would happen, I think it would have to be a surprise out of the October crop report, either less acres than what the trade is working or maybe a smaller yield than what the trade is working. So it would have to, I think, be stimulated by a supply shock. First report up would be like the October crop report. We could also maybe get into planting worries or crop worries of South America. So I would say that in the near term here, it would still be the November futures contract that would have that potential. If not, then it would maybe be the January. But I want to take one step at a time, and I'm just pointing out some of the technical tools that people will be looking at. But we'll see what happens at this $10 area on the November first step, and then we'll see whether or not we need to go any higher
so
later.
So you're thinking maybe the November or January contracts as opposed to the May or July?
Well, all the fundamentals would suggest that the market would do it now versus next spring. Either we got a smaller U.S. crop than what we think, or we got weather problems in the South American crop. Because if we have a big soybean crop, if the crop doesn't get any smaller and it actually maybe gets a little larger and things go well in South America, then that would be enough for now, you know.
Looks like wheat has been consolidating in a range lately, all around, I don't know, 816, 817, that would be the 20-day moving average. Has never touched that, but in the mid-850s all the way up to 890-ish. And I'm wondering, how long do you anticipate this consolidation phase to continue?
It might last another week. There is a pennant formation developing on the December wheat chart, and that maybe says it has another week or a week and a half or so to work into the apex And then we'll kind of go from there. I mean, that's what I'm looking at here. So maybe next week when I talk to you, maybe we'll have broken out of this the apex of this triangle formation.
Really, it takes continued information to feed the bulls, and I can't imagine what the next bullish piece of information might be.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff out there. I mean, we may get into weather problems and planting the winter crop. Actually, I think there might be some worry, concern that it might be too dry, and while we are planting larger acres, it may not get off to a real good start. So the next thing, I suppose, is a September crop report. The trade will be looking for probably another downward adjustment in the Australian wheat crop. So there's a lot of factors out there that could go either way, Dave. So the market can definitely be, there are potentials for some bullish news to continue to feed this market.
Thank you much.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst with ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. News from NPR is next.